I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics' viral tubing mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
When a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to hear it, it makes a sound.
People of Rosemary Hills, what have you forgotten? What have you lost in your attic? What treasures are hidden under cobwebs and spiders? What things have gone from your memory and into the air and into the wind and disappeared? What have you left behind your walls because you forgot it was there? And now it's rotten and smelly, and one day you're like, what's that smell? It smells so bad. And you're like, oh no, was it that really important thing? Oh man, you used to love that thing. You forgot it. You lost the magic. You lost the music. Don't you remember the music? Well, I do, fools, because I remember Wim Pharos. Now do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm Deirdre Gardner, and it makes a sound.
It makes a sound.
It makes a sound.
Yeah, so that's kind of what it was like.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wim Pharos?
Yes, Deirdre?
Talk trolls to me, all the trolls. All about the trolls.
Is that from the mural in his bedroom?
No, that's, okay, so he had a garden, like a whole garden of trolls. He really liked them.
Talk trolls to me.
I know trolls. Jotnar or Huldrefolk?
What?
Trolls.
What kind of trolls?
Like the kind with red, white, and blue dress and hair, like the American kind?
Okay. I'm mostly familiar with Huldrefolk and Jotnar.
My mom and my grandpa used to call him Dances with Trolls. My grandpa died, though.
Wim Pharos, talk trolls, tra-la-la-la trolls.
I don't...
Trolls, and Kurt Cobain and trolls.
Kurt Cobain?
That's from the mural. I'm not sure what it is.
Trolls, Cobain, now, thank you.
You don't know Kurt Cobain? Kurt Cobain was the greatest rock star of the late 1990s slash ever.
Fucking talk to me, trolls! Cobain, Kurt, fucking Wim Pharos.
Okay, all right. Kurt Cobain. Trolls. Okay. Kurt Cobain went to Scandinavia to seek the trolls.
Good. Yes. Listen, listeners. Listeners.
Yeah. He knew his place was among the trolls. See, Kurt was exhausted by fame, by the pressure of, like, everything.
Oh, yes. So much pressure, sure.
From the humans. Humans are essentially overwhelming. You know, they talk so much, demand so much. They want you to be as fast as they are, to keep up, to do things with them, to be like them. But they don't get it. They don't get you.
Not you, listeners.
They don't get it. They don't get it.
They don't get what?
Kurt Cobain.
If Kurt Cobain stayed here, he'd be done for. He had to go somewhere with less humans and more magic. Then one day, something happened to his voice. He couldn't sing his songs anymore. It seemed bad, but it was good. He couldn't sing for other people. Suddenly, he could only sing one word.
Oh?
And that word was Scandinavia.
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 Yeah. Suddenly, his mouth could only move in five ways. The five ways it needed to move in order to say Scandinavia. And it felt nice. It wasn't tiring at all. He could do it all day, and it was very easy and relaxing. So he went to the airport and moved his mouth the five ways, and that's all you needed to do if you were Kurt Cobain. So they gave him a first-class ticket, and then he was there.
To the trolls!
He walked out of the airport and headed straight for the trees to find the trolls. He would befriend the troll king. He would say, "Look at my troll hair, and my troll clothes, and my troll grunge. I come from a distant land called MTV, but I am one of you, and I belong here in Scandinavia."
Scandinavia.
Scandinavia. Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
He could still only say that one word, but he knew they would understand all that by the way he said it.
Scandinavia.
Wim Pharos?
Yeah, Deirdre?
You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. Now, say nice to me.
You look nice too, Deirdre, in that sweatsuit.
No, bad job.
Did Deirdre ever talk about what she wore back then?
Oh, slap bracelets.
I like your slap bracelets, whatever that is.
Thank you. I love you.
Well, anyway, yeah. I should probably go.
Oh, but you didn't finish the story. Could you keep going about Kurt Cobain in Scandinavia? I think it's really helping Mrs. Gart. Deirdre. Right, Deirdre?
Yep.
I dig the 90s.
Yeah, me too. I dig them.
Dig it!
And you were really wailing on that guitar.
Thanks. Punk rock. but I should...
Are you listeners, listeners? I'm back. He's back. It makes a soundtrack, Jack. I'm Deirdre. Listen. Listen to the trolls, listener trolls. Wim's back. Ta-da! You talk now.
Oh,
Ta-da! Now! Sit down. You're on.
I don't even know.
Kurt Cobain got to Scandinavia, and he was going to find the Troll King.
Right. At first, Kurt was worried. 'Cause even in Scandinavia, around the airports, looks the same as it does everywhere. There's a lot of concrete and litter and signs to the highway. But when you get past the car rental place, suddenly everything looks really Scandinavian. And the Enchanted Forest is like right there by the gas station. And so Kurt Cobain found a crag and was like, cool. And he jumped into it. And waiting for him at the bottom of the crag was a troll.
Great.
It was a female troll of the Huldrefolk variety. Things are convenient in Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
She sang to him in a beautiful voice to put him under a spell and lure him deep into the wilderness, the way female Huldrefolks do. But hey, that's what Kurt Cobain wanted. That's what he came for. He wanted to lose track of time forever, to be taken into the grunge world of the grungy trolls.
Scandinavia.
So as they walked, he began to sing to her his own lyrics. He sang to her a song that went, I'm so happy, 'cause today I found my friends.
Yes.
They're in my head. I'm so ugly, but that's okay, 'cause so are you. He sang all that, but it came out in just one word. And that word was Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
And that made her fall in love with him. He was already in love with her, and he gave her a name. Love. Courtney Love. The troll. And when he said her name, it sounded like, you know,
Scandinavia.
She led him to the Troll King, who was, of course, her father, because plans work out like that in Scandinavia.
Scandinavia.
And the Troll King said, sure, fine. He's with us now. And Courtney Love the Troll taught Kurt Cobain how to travel on wind and make himself invisible. And he was never seen to the human eye again. And that's just what he'd wanted. He was now a troll in love. The end.
Whoa. He was a troll in Scandinavia!
So clear, the word is Scandinavia.
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 Oh, I'm tired, sick of the shouting. Shit up the mountain.
Mountain.
I know you. That's Deirdre?
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
What's this, Cody?
We were just playing.
Hey, I'm Phil.
I came to visit you and Emma. He was here when I got here.
Phil?
Yeah, I'm Nancy's grandson.
He's Nancy's grandson, Phil.
I sit with Deirdre sometimes.
He's really good at guitar.
I'm Deirdre.
Sorry, I mean Emma. But see, I thought that her name was Deirdre.
Nancy? Tall Nancy?
No, Nancy with a stroke.
Stroke Nancy.
Yeah, Stroke Nancy is my grandma.
Mom?
She can't speak.
Right, Nancy.
But I thought Emma's name was Deirdre because she told me it was Deirdre.
It was Deirdre.
So I called her Deirdre until today when,
Cody.
Cody told me her name
Cody
is really Elwood. Emma and that her daughter is Deirdre.
Mom?
It used to be hyphenated.
And Deirdre calls me Wim Ferros.
I'm Deirdre.
Mom.
Emma. Emma did. So, you know, I went with it.
He went right with it. Yeah, that's good, right, Deirdre?
Well...
I thought that's what we're supposed to do, follow what Emma says.
Right, Mom?
We were helping her.
I guess, but...
She wanted to do It Makes a Sound.
I'm Deirdre Gardner.
What do you mean, do It Makes a Sound?
Well, we were playing It Makes a Sound, kind of like pretending to make an episode.
Mom,
and
here he is. Wim Ferros is here. He is.
See, I'm Wim Ferros.
No.
I love him.
I don't mind being Wim Ferros. He seems cool. I can be Wim Ferros.
Yeah, Phil, no. I think Mom needs some rest. It's important she has quiet. She has a hard time calming down?
She was better, Deirdre. She seemed really happy. She sang a lot.
We've been singing together for like 2 weeks.
You're singing with her? But I'm here every day.
Yeah, I come at weird hours. When it's super quiet.
And she'll sing for you?
Yeah, pretty much always. It's nice. You know, because my grandmother can't talk or move.
We haven't been singing. For months, she's not singing.
She even helps me write songs.
Mom, do you write songs with Phil? Deirdre, have you been singing?
Yeah, with Wim Ferros.
She's punk rock.
Cock.
See?
Phil is really good on guitar.
Well, okay. Thank you for visiting, Phil. It seemed like my mom enjoyed it this time. So thank you.
Deirdre, can we teach Phil one of our songs?
Yes.
No, Cody, I don't think so.
You have songs?
Yeah, we're a band.
We are not.
Called Wim Ferros.
Wim Ferros.
I thought Wim Ferros was a dude.
No.
Yeah, but also we are Wim Ferros, the band.
We are not a band.
We were YouTube famous.
Yeah?
Well, there's just one video, but it's good. It's when we broke into the clubhouse. Deirdre brought us in there to recreate my mom's birthday party from 1992 because that's where Wim Ferros played.
Wim Ferros the dude?
Cody, please, let's not.
It was to
I don't
help
want
Emma,
people here to...
My mom.
To help her remember the music.
Wim Ferros' music?
Remember Wim Ferros.
I really don't want people here
well,
to know
it
about...
She remembered... And we sang Ghost Deer, and then suddenly all the sleeping peacocks woke up, and they broke a huge hole in the wall, and there were peacocks everywhere. And my friend Tommy Niehar had snuck in there, and he took a video of
Cody.
Us. And the cops came with huge dogs, and Deirdre got arrested, but then...
Cody,
really...
will you shut up? Stop talking about it. It's embarrassing. So stop talking about it.
I'm sorry, Deirdre, but it worked. It was...
Mean Mom. Shut up.
Cody.
But it worked. I'm only telling about it because it worked.
I'm sorry, Cody. I didn't mean to yell at you.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm not crying.
See you, Cody. Bye, Deirdre. Bye, Deirdre.
Cody, it's okay. You didn't do anything.
No! No, Wim Ferros, no, no, Mama, no, come back.
Oh, it's okay.
back.
Mom, it's okay.
Come back.
Oh, Mom. Oh.
Oh, Mom, no. Come back.
It's all right. I'm sorry.
Don't go.
It's okay. No, sit down. It's okay. Sit down, Mom. Don't hurt yourself. It's okay. Go ahead,
Cody. Yeah, he's gone.
Can you get him back?
Come back.
Okay.
Come back, my love.
Oh, I know. Hold on. He's coming. Don't cry. He's coming back for you.
Okay. Hello, Emma. What can we do for you?
Call her Deirdre.
Here you go, Deirdre. Can you open your mouth? I'm going to open your mouth. There we go. Swallow this for me. That's it. Good. She took the Haldol. Have some water with that, dear. Here you go. Oops.
No. Okay. He's gone again.
It's okay.
Wim Pharos. No.
Oh. Take a breath, Deirdre. Take a breath.
Come on, let's breathe.
Take a breath. Me, Deirdre.
Off of me.
Come on. Breathe in.
Deirdre.
Look, Deirdre. Look who's here.
Hi, Deirdre. I'm here. Wim Pharos is here.
Oh, hello. Wim Pharos, you're here. Thank you. I missed you. Thank you.
See? He's here. He came back.
Thank you, Mom.
I'm here.
Come here.
Hey.
Hi. Hello again.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome. Deirdre, can I maybe...
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Should we turn on her songs?
Yeah. We made Emma a playlist when she came here. Deirdre, me, and Rod, so that she could listen all the time.
La, Rosemary Hills, trolls, tra la la. Alone Hills, trolls, tra la la.
Song.
So alone in Rosemary Hills.
Is that my phone?
There you are, Rod.
Whose phone is it?
Oh, it's the room phone. They passed a call through the front desk. Here.
Hello? This is Deirdre.
I'm Deirdre Gardner.
What? No.
All okay?
Who was it?
They said they were Wim Pharos.
It Makes a Sound is written, directed, and produced by Jacqueline Landgraf. Sound designed and engineered by me, Vincent Cascione. Production assistance and dialogue editing by Felicia Dominguez. Our story consultant and owner of the Rosemary Hills International Travel Agency is Anya Saffer. Scandinavia was composed by Vincent Cascione, with lyrics by Vin and Jacqueline. Youth Grows Old and our credits music were composed by Nate Wida, with Annie Golden as Emma Gardner, Melissa Mahoney as Cody Elwood, Wesley Zurich as Phil, Rebecca Delgado-Smith as Renata Lucio, and Jacqueline Landgraf as Deirdre Gardner. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Tumblr. And if you love the show, an easy, free way to show your support is to rate and review It Makes a Sound on Apple Podcasts. Thanks to the Wim Pharos Fan Club, Liam Everett, Jason Mayland, Drew Poinsett, and all the Pharosites on Patreon. See you next time. Until then, remember that to get to the Enchanted Forest, you have to go past the car rental place and the gas station. And remember, Wim Pharos.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.